And to verse 2. I wanted to make sure that I didn't touch anything that Joel had done, because I thought that would be unfair. So I'm just looking for a few minutes to Psalm 138 and verse 2. At the end of the verse, "Thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name." I think the Lord is talking about scriptures, his inscripturated written word. Clearly the Lord has said lots of things. I mean, he's actually said how long we're going to live, but we don't know. But I think we're having to do with the things that are written before us. So the word mentioned here, "Thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name," I think we can take, for simplicity's sake, as simply meaning the Bible, the scriptures. You all know what to magnify is. He said, "Do you have a magnifying glass at home? Have you used one?" You know how it works, anyway. Yeah. The trouble is with magnifying, you only get a small focus, you don't see the whole page. And the same principle works with binoculars. But of course, it does bring out the bit you want to concentrate on. And the Lord has chosen to bring out, the word magnify means to make great, his word above all his name. Now, this is just a short sermon, not going to be a long one. The name that the Lord has said that he particularly wants to be known by is Jehovah. I am that I am. That is to say, there's no way you can get to grips with who I am or what I am. You can't get behind me. You can't get into me. There's no way you could even think about getting to understand me. I am that I am. Your understanding wouldn't reach it. Your knowledge wouldn't get there. How can anything created, for the world is created, but isn't as great as God, and the Bible is created and written by many different authors under the influence of God, but it can't be as great as God, because God is the author of it. And yet we read here that God has magnified his word above all his name, above his character, above his essential being. And the clue is exactly in his name. We can't get to grips with him. We can't get behind him. We can't get to understand him. He's too awesome for us. We wouldn't dare approach him unless by some means he had made himself approachable, made himself attractive. And that means of his choice is the Bible. And this is why it is that these wonderful words, Psalm 138 is a wonderful psalm. It has these two massive things that really are so extensive. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. The scale of that. And also, thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. 8 verses, 2 statements which lift our eyes almost to the inscrutable. So the Lord has magnified his word above all his name in order that we may get to know him, in order that we may be drawn to him. But for the Bible, of course, we couldn't. The Quran doesn't do that. And verse 2 speaks about things that is nice to know about God. loving kindness. Loving kindness. We all like to be dealt with kindly. And if we're true, and people have been kind to us, we are kind back to them and pass it on to others as well. But this expression, loving kindness, is kindness handed out in a loving way, not grumpily, not all, I suppose I must, but in a kind way, in a gentle way, a loving kindness. So you see the size of an Atlantic storm, you see the size of a behemoth, you see the size of the mountains, you see the glaciers. Would you have known that God was loving kindness? It needed to be shown to us. You get the same thing in Psalm 19. Day to day, utter this speech about God's creation, but you wouldn't, but for the Bible, know about his character and his law and his requirements. So the Lord reveals in the scripture his loving kindness. He also reveals his truth. I think that's very important because nowadays, relativity, I'm not talking about the scientific sense, but relativity is thought of. You may have your view, but I have mine. I'm going to reinterpret history. I know that the view has always been that about something, but they had vested interests. So when I write my history of the world, I'm going to do it from a completely different perspective. Which was right, was either. But what we do know is that in the Bible we have objective truth. We have truth with a capital T. And pointing to the Saviour who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The things that are declared here about the forgiveness of sins, about approachability to God and how to come to him, about everlasting life, about the glory that shall be. The Bible declares what is true. And that requires an element of trust or belief or faith. And we have those gifts because they answer to something that's real in the universe. Why do we have faith? It is so that we can trust without seeing. And we can trust other people to do things when they're not being watched. But the real thing to which it points is we may trust the God whom we do not see. And so these are things that the psalmist loves. I will worship toward thy holy temple. I will praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. It's the loving kindness that comes home. It's the truth that comes home. And that's what endears us to God. And he goes on in verse 3. Strengthen my soul with something. Strength in my soul. You heard me. You stopped to listen to me. You were bothered with me. And you answered my prayer. You gave me courage, if it was courage you needed. It's not the only form of strength. You gave me concentration. That's a form of strength. But whatever strength it was, that's also something in which the Word of God promises that he will always give to his people. And therefore, God has revealed himself in this word. It's a wonderful thing to have a Bible. It's still more wonderful to read it. And it's a wonderful thing to support TBS. Because TBS desires that the Bible shall be placed in the native tongues of many people who do not have it in their own language. But a Bible on a bookshelf, a Bible gathering dust in the front room, a Bible scarcely opened, is of no value at all. Till it might one day be opened. And maybe it will lie there dormant for a while. When you come to the Word of God to read it, to study it, to think about it, just remember that we live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. The Lord thinks so highly of what's been written here for our good that he values it above his own reputation, if I may put it that way. And that ought to encourage us to read the scripture reverently, carefully. And it seems a wonderful thing to be able to ask him through the Holy Spirit to give us help to get to the bottom of what the Lord wants us to understand, to bring us closer to himself. I trust that this morning you will believe that the Lord will perfect that which concerneth you. Your inner life, your family life, your work life, and you will also believe that the Lord has magnified the Bible above all his name. With those two things in your mind, you will find it a wonderful thing to serve such a Saviour. Amen.